Which child number are you? Oh, hang on. Nope, stop. Just because it's January, why should we deny ourselves the pleasures in life? Well, today I'm seeking an uplifting gastronomic experience, and I found it just off Brick Lane in London's East End. I'm here with the chocolatier, Caitlin Paxton of Paxton Chocolates. Hi, and welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. So, what's really exciting is that you... you're no ordinary chocolatier because you're actually a trained pastry chef. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I trained at the Cordon Bleu. I did the first part of my training in Paris and then the rest was in London, and chocolate was always the thing that I liked doing the most. I kind of fell in love with it and ended up doing that full time.
So, first of all, I saw on your website that you had chocolate tea. And so I walked in here and you said, what would you like? And I said, I want a chocolate tea. So I'm just about to have a sip now, okay? So can you tell us about this?
So the chocolate tea is made with cocoa nibs, and the one you're trying is freeze-dried raspberry. Oh. So it's got a kind of chocolatey aroma, but then a more floral taste. But the lovely thing about it is that it's chocolate without the calories. It's actually quite good for you, the chocolate tea, because you get all the antioxidants from the cocoa nibs, but you don't have any of the sugar.
That's amazing. I've just tasted it. It tastes, as you say, it's light. It does taste of tea. It's floral, but then it has chocolatey aftertaste. Yeah. So I've never heard of chocolate tea. Did you invent this?
No, it's something that sort of, there are various different teas out there made using cocoa nibs. We just kind of really stripped it back and just wanted the cocoa nibs and the one fruit to sort of sing, because what I felt people have done in the past is add a ton of spice and a ton of this, that and the other, and actually it doesn't need all of that.
Exactly. Now, I'm also going to eat something. Are these thins, by any chance?
Yes, these are a chocolate thin. So you've got the Valentine's ones, which are based on traditional aphrodisiacs. I'm not claiming that they actually work as aphrodisiacs. They're based on traditional aphrodisiacs.
Okay, so which one should I try to get turned on?
I don't know. The passion fruit and chili is a good place
okay,
to start.
Show me which one
which
that
is this one.
Okay. So tell us about thins. What are thins?
Well, thins, they're just really lovely little discs of chocolate. And what's really nice about them is that they have the surface, a flat surface, so we can print our kind of beautiful graphic prints on them. Mm. But also because they're thin, they really melt in your mouth, because they kind of melt on your tongue, because it's what's lovely about chocolate is that it melts at body temperature.
Oh, so we are the correct people
yeah,
to
we
be
are the
it.
Correct yeah. people to be eating it, yeah.
Right, I'm putting it on my tongue. Sweet, tiny bit of chilli, but also the prettiness of these. Each one, there's a pale pink one with kind of pink kind of raspberries on it. They're all different colours. There's a brown and cream one. There's another brown one. There's a green one with butterflies. They're the prettiest gift for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that chocolate is always going to be a treat. It's not something you eat because you have to. It's something you eat because you want to. So I feel like it should be a treat for all the senses. It should be visually a treat, and it should smell delicious and all those things, as well as just tasting good. I think too many chocolates are just kind of little brown balls.
Now, tell me why your chocolate is exceptional and different than other people's chocolate, Caitlin.
I think, first of all, we work with very good ingredients, which a lot of people do, but we tend to do kind of unusual flavours. So there's normally something that you haven't tried before. And then the digital prints. So we design all the prints in-house to go with the flavour of the chocolate, to kind of give you that extra special little...
There goes your phone. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah, so they are unusual because they're visual, you can eat them.
Yeah.
You know, and also, can you tell us the chocolate-making process? Because to me, it's a mystery.
Well, we buy in Couverture, so that's kind of made chocolate, but it actually comes from various different countries. It's made in Belgium, but they blend beans from kind of equatorial regions to get a chocolate flavour. Then they are roasted, then they're deshelled, and then they're basically crushed. At various temperatures for often 24, 48 hours, and all the other ingredients are added. So they kind of keep going until it's really, really
smooth.
What
other ingredients are added?
So they add things like extra cocoa butter. In milk and white chocolate, they add milk powder and sugar.
Mm, mm. So does that come to you like in a lump form and then you can create things?
So yeah, it comes to us in, it looks like little chocolate drops. If you can imagine like what you'd sprinkle on a cookie or something. And then what we do is we infuse cocoa butter, which is the fat that's in chocolate, with lots of different flavours. So those are normally, we melt down the cocoa butter and add, you know, whatever it is that needs to be infused.
So which one am I going to infuse now? Which one should
try the English breakfast tea and almond.
Oh!
That one's infused. So we put English breakfast tea in the cocoa butter overnight and let all the, you know, the flavour go into the cocoa butter, and then the tea's sieved out, and then the cocoa butter retains that flavour, and that's added to the chocolate, and then this one also has some toasted almonds added to it as well.
It is... The thing about your chocolates are, is that they really have depth. I'm so used to kind of having a chocolate which has just got one flavour, that this is also the melting factor. Now, also, your chocolates are handmade. What does that mean?
So we don't... I think large companies have, like, big production lines where, you know, you put the chocolate in one end and then machines do whatever and they come out the other end. Ours are all made by hand, so each one is individually piped out onto the transfer sheet, which is quite sweet. So they're all ever so slightly different in size, but I think that kind of adds, you know, a little something to them.
So is there any cooking process for you, or is it just kind of melting it and then letting it harden? Is that
how it's kind of melting and infusing. We don't really, unless we're doing with a matcha caramel, we'll make a caramel. But no, generally, there's not a cooking, per se. We don't have ovens.
Now, I'm in the East End now. Is this where everything's made, in your shop downstairs? Is this your factory, your chocolate factory?
Yes, it is. We make everything on site, so yeah. So it's nice to be able to, you know, create something and then test it on consumers straight away.
Really exciting. I mean, how do people know about you then, Caitlin? How have you got your word out?
We've been featured in a few magazines. We have an online store. We're also not on the high street, so you can get our chocolates through them. And I guess, you know, word of mouth is always a brilliant thing. So people will have gone, oh yeah, my friend brought these to a dinner party. I had to come in and get a box.
Now, what about clients? Tell us about who's your normal client and who are your super clients?
So we have our kind of, sort of wholesale side where it's more kind of delis, kind of design shops, smaller, though we have done seasonal ranges for places like Harrods and Harvey Nichols and things like that. And then we also do bespoke chocolates, so we'll work with clients to put their logo or brand message or whatever it is, depending on
So could you do a birthday? Could say if it was my birthday, could you do it for my like 50th or something?
We could. We have a minimum order of £200, so you'd have to order quite a lot of them. But so
it's about having a wild party.
Yeah, but yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But no, we've worked with clients like Jimmy Choo. We took some of the prints of their chocolates and put them on, or Calvin Klein perfume launch and did 2,000 little chocolates that said Calvin Klein for them.
What so fun.
Yeah, we do that sort of thing as well, which is always fun to do something a bit different.
Yeah,
we did chocolates for Yves Saint Laurent. I think it was a lip gloss launch, and we matched the flavor of the chocolate to the lip gloss, which was good.
God, it sounds really fun. What about joining the Chocolate Club? I'm very excited about the sound of that.
So the Chocolate Club is a club that you can sign up for. It's £12 a month and it's on our website. And you can each month get a different chocolate treat sent to you. So it's often stuff that isn't even on the shelves yet.
Wow, you can be like a taster.
Yeah, you can be a taster, but yeah.
So what sort of things do you send in the box?
So almost anything. We always make sure that the value of the chocolates at retail will be more than the cost of the £12 subscription. Mm. So it might be, I mean, I think this month we were sending out the chocolate teas because we thought January people may be in that kind of health kick. Next month we'll probably send out some of the giant thins for them to try a few different flavours. And then, yeah, it's just kind of what's coming up. So.
Okay. So you said that I've just come to you and you said Christmas is manic. So when's your next crazy stage then?
Valentine's Day is always a bit busy, but it tends to be Easter. Easter's the big one. So yeah.
Of course. So do you do Easter eggs?
So we do Easter eggs. We've got two different Easter eggs. One of them has the two halves are different flavours, because I think with an Easter egg you get quite a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, so it's boring.
Yeah. We've got one that's one half is matcha sea salt caramel and cherry and poppy seed. And then the other egg is English breakfast and almond, which you tried, and then the other side of it is hazelnut pistachio.
Wow, so I must ask you, Caitlin, what's your favourite at the moment? Because I know it must change daily.
It does. I tend to like the ones that we, you know, the newest ones. Yeah. I mean, I'm really liking the matcha sea salt caramel we've got.
Which one's that?
It's this one here with the butterflies on,
so
for Easter.
It's the green one with butterflies all over. Okay, I'm going to try this. Salty flavours. Has it got seaweed in it?
And no, matcha. It's got matcha powder, which I always think makes everything such a great colour. Mm. Every time I look at it, I'm like, wow, it's so green. It looks like we've coloured it. But it's just the matcha powder.
So hasn't that got brilliant benefits?
Yes, I think it is meant to be good for you, matcha. Mm. It's got antioxidants and things like that in it.
But it does taste a bit seaweedy. It's got that kind of very salty, strong, very strong flavour, you know.
No, it's quite an interesting one.
It's interesting that strong flavours go with chocolate.
Yeah, I think you can put strong flavours with chocolate. I think people are so intent on dark chocolate, which has a very strong flavour of its own. And we often use milk chocolate or white chocolate with things that might have a strong flavour in their own right. And you can use the creaminess of the milk or white chocolate just to kind of temper it down a bit.
Gosh, I'm in absolute chocolate heaven. So how do people find you then, Caitlin?
They can go to our website, which is www.paxtonchocolate.com, or come and see us in the shop. We are on Cheshire Street, 38 Cheshire Street, which is just off Brick Lane in Shoreditch.
It's been an absolute delicious pleasure to meet you today, and thank you so much for coming onto Radio Gorgeous.
Thanks very much for having me.